Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Player One Automatic 5 Telescopic Rotation, 7 Vibrations, No Size Limit to Voyeurism Masturbator from Best Vibe. So this looks like a hammer or like a mallet, but it's actually a two-sided toy. Now, I've reviewed some of these other toys similar to this. They were a lot smaller. Like, the last toy I reviewed like this was about this size. And the idea of it was it would just spin, and you could go up and down your shaft. Instead of jerking off with your hand, you would jerk off with this, and this would go up and down your shaft. That's what I thought this was based on the picture. It's a lot bigger than I expected. I was expecting it like a small little guy. This is a huge. And it doesn't work the way I thought it would. This isn't a toy you go up and down, you know, masturbating with. It's essentially it's really unique. One side spins and the other side telescopes where it goes back and forth. And the controls are over here. It's really interesting. So here, let me show you. Right. So there's two separate toys in this. First of all, it goes all the way through. So you can see my hand on the other side. So there's nothing to catch your lube, your jizz, any kind of fluids. There's nothing to catch it. Now the good news is this appears to be waterproof because the DC charge port has a rubber gasket, which is usually the telltale sign that the toy is waterproof. Now it doesn't say it's waterproof. I'm just assuming it is based on the build and based on the fact that the DC port is covered in a rubber gasket, which is generally what you see in waterproof toys. Also, the buttons are rubber. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you can just rinse this toy through. You don't have to take the inserts out to clean them. And you shouldn't have to because there's a hole. It goes all the way through. So you can just kind of just run water through this. It should be fine. All right. So let me turn on the toy. All right. So you can see this side, this is the telescoping side. But on the other side, there's a spinning side. Isn't that wild? So this side spins while this side thrusts. And the buttons are weird. So like, yeah, I push, you think this is power, this is up, this is down, right? But I hit up and it slows down. So you want to hit down, you want to hold it like this, and this is up. So this seems to increase the power. It's not that noticeable. It's supposed to be 5 telescopic, and there is a bullet vibrator built into the telescoping insert. There's not a bullet vibrator built into the spinning one. It's only built into the telescoping one. But for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe my unit was weird. Sorry, maybe you can't hear me. I don't know if my unit is defective. The down button, like based on the orientation of the power button, you would think this is up, this is down, but it appears that this is up and this is down. That might just be my unit though, because it seems kind of off. But anyway, I mean, there's not much else to say. This side thrusts and vibrates. It has a bullet vibrator in a pocket, and then this side spins. Now, these inserts are pretty small. Let me show what I'm talking about. So let me, can I move this without it being on? Maybe I can't. What if I turn it on? Okay, can I turn it? No, gosh, okay. It's gonna be a pain in the ass. All right, so, all right, you see the bullet vibrator? I pulled that out accidentally. So the bullet vibrator goes into this pocket, and you can see this insert is pretty small. This is this is two toys. So the cage that houses this insert and the bullet vibrator that goes into this little pocket, it's only this big. So this is clearly not big enough for your entire dick. You know, it's just gonna go up and down, similar to your hand. Like if you gave yourself a hand job, maybe with only 3 fingers, maybe you're giving yourself like a Lego man hand job with 3 fingers, that's what this would be. Now the other insert, there's nothing to it. There's no bolt vibrator. But again, these are small. Now you put them together, you got a pretty good size insert. So the way this works is this insert's spinning and this insert's going up and down. So it works like that. Now, as you can see, there's nothing other than the surface tension of the material on the cage. There's nothing actually holding these inserts in place. So be aware that, you know, if you get a lot of lube or fluid, the inserts can move, I don't know if I'm going to get... I'm probably going to have to, like, do that off camera. But hold on. Let me get the... let me put this back together, but I'm going to take my gloves off because of the bullet vibrator. It's a little bit hard when it's that far in. And I don't know, like, if it was... If it stopped closer... There we go. So, third time's a charm. It would have been easier if it stopped there. But if, for some reason, it stopped down into the toy. So, I guess if you have to change this insert out, turn it off and on until it stops closer to this part. That way you can take the insert in and out a lot easier. Anyway, how did the toy feel? It's probably what you're most interested in. And it was really good. Surprisingly good. In fact, it simulated something I haven't felt in a very long time. So, you know, I talk about the intricacies of a blowjob. A lot of toys try to emulate a blowjob. The thing is a good blowjob has a lot of different parts. So, you know, the girl is sucking on your dick, she's jerking you off, she's licking your dick, she's shoving your dick down her throat. There's a lot going on, and that all feels a little bit different, and no toy has really been able to emulate the full blowjob experience. Some toys get the suction right, but that's about it. Some toys, you know, get the jerking off part right, you know, there's a lot going on. What this toy did, for this is the first time I found a toy that does this, it simulated getting deep-throated. So if you don't know what being deep-throated is, I don't know, you're like, maybe you just discovered porn, I don't know. Anyway, so the girl swallows your dick. Instead of her like going up and down vigorously with her head and having like her mouth and tongue do the work, she basically swallows your dick and her throat muscles do the work. So your dick's is kind of like in her mouth and she's trying to swallow your dick with her throat muscles. And as she's trying to swallow your dick, you can feel it like towards the tip of your dick. You could feel her throat muscles constantly trying to swallow you. But, you know, there's nothing really... It feels good. Like, you know, her tongue is still doing stuff. Her mouth is still doing stuff. But her throat muscles are really doing a lot of the work. And I've never seen a toy that simulates that until now. Because for whatever reason, you put your dick... So let me turn this on. All right. All right. So you put your dick through the spinny part. And so, you know, the bottom of your dick is going to feel the spinny part, right? And the tip of your dick is going to feel this. And that, it just reminded me of being deep-throated, where you just stick your dick in and you feel this pull on the tip of your dick. Now, down here, it still feels good, but, I mean, it feels really good here. And you have that dual action where, you know... This is feeling good. This is feeling good, but in a different way. And, okay. So it felt like getting a deep throat. And I wasn't expecting that. So I was pretty impressed that this toy simulated a deep throat pretty well. But you could also just change it up. So you can use the spinny part on your dick and then just change it up and have the toy go up and down and then change it up again and have it spin on your dick and have it go up and down. And you could just rotate this as many times as you want. Or because... You know, these two inserts combined are about the same size as a normal insert. You can just stick your dick all the way through. You can feel it either. You could put it in spinny side first, like a deep throat, where it's like the throat muscles are in the back doing the work. Or you could put your dick in this way, have it go up and down, and then it's spinning on the tip of your dick as this jerks off your shaft. I mean, it all felt good. I was surprised. Now, the motor, it's not super powerful, but it didn't jam. However, it did slow down. So, again, I don't have, like, the most impressive dick in the world. But some toys, I either jam them or I slow them down, unless the motor is strong enough. And usually, a stronger motor means a much more expensive toy. And this toy is under $100. So, it's not going to be super high-powered and thus super expensive. For the quality of the motor, it felt pretty good. And also, I found that if it does start to slow down, add more lube. So the problem is, because this toy is open, the lube will dry out. Whereas with closed toys, the lube tends to last longer. I just noticed with this toy, the lube dries out after a minute or two. So if you feel like the toy is slowing down, or your dick is causing the motor to just get overworked, add more lube, and that should clear things up. Things should move smoother if you add more lube. So that's my advice Now, if you're too girthy, and you may end up stopping the toy altogether. I'm not too girthy. I'm pretty average. So everything worked out for me. But I was pretty impressed. Now, the only downside, and really there's no way around this, I don't traditionally like open toys. So with this toy, there's nothing. It goes all the way through. Like, you can see my hand on the other side of the toy. This means that when you come in it, you're just going to come everywhere. And that's kind of bad, because that means you're going to have to clean it up, or you're going to have to wear a condom or put a tissue on the end or something to catch your semen as you orgasm. And I hate that. I hate having to do that. I like to just go, you know, just let go, let it rip. But because this toy is open, I can't do that. And so, you know, as you're getting closer to climaxing, all of a sudden you're like looking around like, oh, what am I going to use? Am I going to use a tissue? Am I going to, you know, what am I going to come in? Because you don't just want to like go and then it gets all over your keyboard or all over the floor. And then the room smells like bleach. You got to play find the smell with the carpet cleaner. You don't want to do that. So I don't generally like open toys for this reason. However, I don't think this toy could work any other way. If this toy was closed on one side and had like a cap, that could work. That could keep the cum from leaving. You could do that yourself. I mean, unless you're really big, your dick should be able to fit in this. If you're on the bigger side, you know, you could add like, instead of like a flat cap, you could add like a rounded cap. In fact, actually a rounded cap sounds like a good idea. A rounded cap that basically is only there to catch your fluids, but otherwise is not intrusive. That might work. So that's about it. It's the only thing I'd change. I would add a cum catcher. We'll call it the cum catcher cup. If they added a cum catcher cup that would like screw on or stick on, snap on, one side or the other, that would have made this toy great. Even without it though, the toy felt really good. And if you don't mind open toys, then it's great. And it's waterproof. Now, I wouldn't put this in the tub. I wouldn't submerge it in water. But you should be able to clean it in the sink, no problem. So, yeah, I'm pretty impressed. And again, it's the first toy I've ever felt that actually reminded me of getting deep-throated. Which, again, I haven't felt that in years. So, like, oh, well, this is pleasant. I'm all about this. So, really excited about this toy. And here's the best part. It's less than $100. In fact, it's less than $75. So, generally, I group toys in $50 or less are kind of like your bargain basement kind of sex toys. $50 to $75 is your mid-grade toys. $75 to $100 is your above-average toys. And then, like, $100 to $200 are, like, your fancy toys. And then $200 or more are, like, your top-shelf toys. And, you know, they can get expensive. Anyway, this toy is $71.99. So it's just under $75. And I would say this is a $75 to $100 toy. And it's less than $75, and I have a 15% off coupon code. So you're already under the what I would consider a fair price point, and you can save 15% on top of that. So you're getting a really good deal on this toy. Honestly, you know what I'm thinking? This idea of like the cum catcher cup. You could take like a plastic cup from like a yogurt. You know what I'm talking about? Just like those little plastic cups, just rinse it out and you could just kind of hold that here. I mean, maybe you could attach magnets. You want to get fancy, but you know, just have the cup on the edge just to catch the cum when you bust. And that really kind of clears up the only shortcoming I have for this toy is there's nothing to catch your fluids, but you could just take a yogurt cup and just kind of hold it on the edge. And, you know, you'd even put like a tissue in it. If you want something spongy, take like a tissue, put it in the yogurt cup, hold it on the edge. Then when you bust a fat nut, that should absorb it. So it shouldn't get anywhere and you don't have to worry about like playing find the smell. So that's always fun. But it would be nice if something was actually like built in. Like there's this ring. You know, this ring serves no purpose. It's just kind of superfluous. So making this more functional by allowing it like a cup to attach to it would have made this toy even better. But as it stands now, I think this is a great toy. It's really unique because you can use either side. You can change it up. You could use both. You could use either one. Like, again, I prefer spinny side on the bottom, thrusting side on top to simulate a deep throat. And I also hold it like this. I mean, you can hold it under, but I mean, just hold it like this. Hold it like you're holding a girl's pigtails or something and just let it do the work. It actually feels really good. So for under $75 with a 15% off coupon code, I think this is a strong buy if you're interested in this toy. Be aware of the limitations. It is open. Use a yogurt cup and a tissue to catch your fluids and then you're good to go. Otherwise, great toy. So thank you Best Five for sending me this toy. Remember to use the coupon code, save 15%. It's good for the whole site. So maybe you like this toy, maybe there's a different toy on Best Buy that, you know, tickles your pickle for a nickel. You could use the 15% off coupon code for one or both. Get whatever you want. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.